So we're starting with chapter 7 of the 10th canto. The title is The Killing of Demon Trinavarta, and we'll first read the introduction and then the first two verses. In this chapter, Shri Krishna's pastimes of breaking the cart.
Like a strong person.
Thank you. Of breaking the cart, Shakata Banjana, killing the Asura known as Trinavarta and demonstrating the entire universe within his mouth are especially described. When Shukadeva Goswami saw that Maharaj Parikshit was eagerly waiting to hear about Lord Krishna's pastimes as a child, he was very much pleased and he continued to speak. When Sri Krishna was only 3 months old and was just trying to turn backside up, before he even attempted to crawl, Mother Yashoda wanted to observe a ritualistic ceremony with her friends for the good fortune of the child. Such a ritualistic ceremony is generally performed with ladies who also have small children. When Mother Yashoda saw that Krishna was falling asleep, because of other engagements, she put the child underneath a household cart called Shakata. And while the child was sleeping, she engaged herself in other business pertaining to the auspicious ritualistic ceremony. Underneath the cart was a cradle, and Mother Yashoda placed the child in that cradle. The child was sleeping, but suddenly he awakened, and as usual for a child, began to kick his small legs. This kicking shook the cart, which collapsed with a great sound, breaking completely and spilling all its contents. Children who were playing nearby immediately informed Mother Yashoda that the cart had broken, and therefore she hastily arrived there in great anxiety with other gopis. Mother Yashoda immediately took the child on her lap and allowed him to suck her breast. Then various types of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies were performed with the help of the brahmanas. Not knowing the real identity of the child, the brahmanas showered the child with blessings. Another day, when Mother Yashoda was sitting with her child on her lap, she suddenly observed that he had assumed the weight of the entire universe. She was so astonished that she had to put the child down. And in the meantime, Trinavarta, one of the servants of Kamsa, appeared there as a whirlwind and took the child away. The whole tract of land known as Gokula became surcharged with dust. No one could see where the child had been taken, and all the gopis were overwhelmed because he had been taken away in the dust storm. But up in the sky, the Asura, being overburdened by the child, could not carry the child far away, although he also could not drop the child because the child had caught him so tightly that it was difficult for him to separate the child from his body. Thus, Trinavarta himself fell down from a very great height, the child grasping him tightly by the shoulder, and immediately died. The demon having fallen, the gopis picked the child up and delivered him to the lap of Mother Yashoda. Thus, Mother Yashoda was struck with wonder, but because of Yoga Maya's influence, no one could understand who Krishna was and what had actually happened. Rather, everyone began to praise fortune for the child's having been saved from such a calamity. Nanda Maharaj, of course, was thinking of the wonderful foretelling of Vasudeva and began to praise him as a great yogi. Later, when the child was on the lap of Mother Yashoda, the child yawned, and Mother Yashoda could see within his mouth the entire universal manifestation. So we continue with text number 1 and 2. Shri Rajo Vacha Yena Yena Vattarena Bhagavan Hari Ishvara Karoti Karna Ramyani Mano Gyani Chana Prabho. Word by word translation. Shri Raja Uvacha. The king inquired from Shukadeva Goswami. Yena yena avatarena. The pastimes exhibited by different varieties of incarnations. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hari, the Lord. Ishvara, the Controller. Karoti, presents. Karnaramyani, were all very pleasing to the ear. Managyani, very attractive to the mind. Cha, also. Na, of us. Prabho, my Lord. Shukadeva Goswami. Yat Shrinvata, of anyone who simply hears these narrations. Apaiti, vanishes. Arati, unattractiveness. Vitrishna, dirty things within the mind that make us uninterested in Krishna consciousness. Sattvamcha, the existential position in the core of the heart. Shudyati, becomes purified. Achirena, very soon. Humsa, of any person. Bhakti harao, devotional attachment and service to the Lord. Tat Puruṣe, with Vaishnavas. Cha, also. Sakyam, attraction to association. Tat Eva, that only. Haram, the activities of the Lord, which should be heard and kept on the neck as a garland. Vada, kindly speak. Manyase, you think it fit. Chet, if. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. King Parikshit said, my Lord, Shukadeva Goswami, all the various activities exhibited by the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly pleasing to the ear and to the mind. Simply by one's hearing of these activities, the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanish. Generally, we are reluctant to hear about the activities of the Lord, but Krishna's childhood past activities are so attractive that they are automatically pleasing to the mind and ear. Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is the root cause of material existence, vanishes, and one gradually develops devotional service to the Supreme Lord, attachment for Him, and friendship with devotees who give us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about those activities of the Lord. Purport. As stated in the Prema Vivarta, Krishna Bahir Muka Haya Boga Vanchakare Nikatastamaya Tare Japatiya Dare. Our material existence is Maya, or illusion, in which we desire different varieties of material enjoyment and therefore change to different varieties of bodies. Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya Asanapi Kleshada Asadeha. As long as we have these temporary bodies, they give us many varieties of tribulation, Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika, and Adhidevika. This is the root cause of all suffering, but this root cause of suffering can be removed by revival of our Krishna consciousness. All the Vedic literatures presented by Vyasadeva and other great sages are therefore intended to revive our Krishna consciousness, which begins to revive with Shravana Kirtanam. Śrīmatāṁ Svakatā Krishna, Bhagavatam 1-17. Śrīmad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures exist simply to give us a chance to hear about Krishna. Krishna has different avatars or incarnations, all of which are wonderful and which arouse one's inquisitiveness. But generally, such avatars as Matsya, Kurma, and Varaha are not as attractive as Krishna. First of all, however, we have no attraction for hearing about Krishna, and this is the root cause of our suffering. But Parikshit Maharaj specifically mentions that the wonderful activities of baby Krishna, which amazed Mother Yashoda and the other inhabitants of Raja, are especially attractive. From the very beginning of his childhood, Krishna killed Putana, Trinavarta and Shakatasura, and showed the entire universe within his mouth. Thus the pastimes of Krishna, one after another, kept Mother Yashoda and all the inhabitants of Raja in great astonishment. The process to revive one's Krishna consciousness is Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.15. The pastimes of Krishna can be properly received from devotees. If one has developed a little bit of Krishna consciousness by hearing from Vaishnavas about the activities of Krishna, one becomes attached to Vaishnavas who are interested only in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj recommends that one hear about Krishna's childhood activities, which are more attractive than the activities of other incarnations, such as Matsya, Kurma and Varaha. Wanting to hear more and more from Shukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit requested him to continue describing Krishna's childhood activities, which are especially easy to hear and which create more and more inquisitiveness. The text again. King Parikshit said, "My Lord, Shukadeva Goswami, all the various activities exhibited by the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly pleasing to the ear and to the mind. Simply by one's hearing of these activities, the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanish. Generally, we are reluctant to hear about the activities of the Lord, but Krishna's childhood activities are so attractive that they are automatically pleasing to the mind and ear. Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is the root cause of material existence, vanishes, and one gradually develops devotional service to the Supreme Lord, attachment for Him, and friendship with devotees who give us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about those activities of the Lord." So, we see here in this text that the hearing of Krishna's pastimes is glorified. And we can see in our life, actually, the result where we are right now is the result of what we have been hearing in our life. If we act for sense gratification, Srila Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita that if we act in sense gratification, this is the consequences that we heard about the glories of sense gratification. We heard something about it, and we develop the desire to commit it. But if we hear about Krishna, here it says that gradually this attachment to material things, this attachment to sense gratification, it can be nullified. So that's why it is so important for us to hear spiritual activities of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing from the devotees. It's so, because it's purifying for us. It purifies our mind, and we gradually develop desire to attain Krishna more and more. And we can see that hearing or Shravanam is one of the nine processes of devotional service. And by hearing, Srila Prabhupada many times mentions, actually, Shravanam Kirtanam, this is like the main process for reviving our Krishna consciousness. But also, sometimes Srila Prabhupada says that Shravanam is the most important, because by Shravanam we can get to know how to execute the other processes. So if we don't have proper hearing of the Shastras, of Srila Prabhupada, of our spiritual masters and so on, we cannot get proper knowledge how to execute the other processes, such as Kirtanam, Smaranam, and how to associate with devotees, how to chant the holy name, and everything else. And the Shastras are meant, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that we know what should be done and what should not be done, so we should regulate our life's activities according to the Shastra, according to what's auspicious for our devotional service, and restrict the activities which are not auspicious for our devotional service. And we can also see in the life of our acharyas how they exemplified this process of Sharanam Kirtanam, that they were also practicing this and getting absorbed in Sharanam Kirtanam. And we can see this in an incident from Srila Prabhupada's life when he was in Vrindavan with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and they had some kind of, let's say, camp there, like gathering. And most of the devotees went to the parikrama around, but Srila Prabhupada stayed to hear from his spiritual master. And I think also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, or Srila Prabhupada, I'm not sure now, that parikrama actually means to hear. And also we can see in the Shastras that the purpose of going to a holy place is not just to go only for the means of going there and taking a bath in the holy river and so on, but we should approach a saintly person and hear from him, because actually we can see Krishna by hearing. When we hear from the pure devotees, from the scriptures, we can actually perceive Krishna, because currently our vision is materially conditioning. So we are conditioned by the material modes and other things. But when we hear from the pure devotee, from the scriptures, as it says here in this text, our vision can be cleaned, and we can actually gradually more perceive Krishna in our life, and we can see Krishna. And there's also one interesting incident where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving a class, and one gentleman came to the deities, offered his obeisances, and then he wanted to walk out. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur then said, "How was your eye massage? Don't think that you can see Krishna with these eyes. Please sit here down and listen to Harikatha, and let this Harikatha enter your heart, and then you get qualified to see Krishna." So we can see that we're not on this stage that we can see Krishna directly, but we have to get mercy from other devotees. We have to hear from them. So again, this principle of Shranam is here emphasized from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And also Lord Krishna says many times in the Bhagavad Gita, "Just hear from me, Arjuna." So this Shravanam principle is always emphasized in our scriptures. And so as I said, when we do Shravanam, when we hear, we can gather the knowledge, we can know how to act, how to properly execute devotional service. We can regulate our activities and actually perform devotional service in the best way as we can. Because if we don't know how to do it, it will have some effect, because it will purify us in some way. But if we know how to do it properly, the way Krishna wants it, the way it should be done, for example, chanting, that we know how to avoid the offenses, how to be attentive, then we can gain much more benefit. We can be more and more purified by the chanting. So that's one benefit of hearing, that we can more deeply understand the process of devotional service as it is. And the other, as it also says here, that we get purified when we hear. And we can see Parikshit Maharaj exemplifies this, that he attained perfection just by hearing from Shukadeva Goswami. He knew that he was going to die in 7 days, and then he just fixed his mind on Krishna. He just wanted to hear from Shukadev Goswami. So he's always asking him questions and only hearing. So, and Srila Prabhupada also says that all of the nine processes, they're very potent. They can bring us perfection, any one of them. And Parikshit Maharaj is an example of how we can achieve perfection, or how we can get completely purified by hearing. And it's also very interesting that hearing is always present in our devotional life. Also, when we started to practice devotional life, so we were hearing more and more. We were hearing more and more about devotional service, and we were getting more and more convinced. And also, in now when we're more seriously practicing, when we try to develop this love for Krishna, we also the foundation of our spiritual life is hearing about Krishna, so that we can get to know who Krishna is, what kind of character he has, what kind of relationship we have with him, how we should act towards him, and so on. And also, in the when we are completely pure, we also continue with this hearing of Krishna. We are not like, okay, now I'm purified, I'm okay. But no, still pure devotees still want to hear more about Krishna, because Krishna is ever new, always more and more attractive. And Srila Prabhupada says in the first canto, when Krishna was returning to Dwaraka, the ladies watched him from the roofs of their houses. And they were like watching him all the time. They couldn't get bored of it. And Prabhupada says in the purport that Krishna is always like, because he's spiritual, he's unlimited, and he always manifests some new attractive feature of his. So this hearing is constantly going on, and it's always more attractive and more attractive. And we can also see this in the life of Srila Prabhupada. For example, when he was also reading from his books, and he was listening other devotees when they read from his books, and although he wrote it, I mean, he was empowered by Krishna to write the purports and everything, but he found joy in hearing about Krishna from the Krishna book and all the other books that he wrote. He wasn't like bored, okay, I wrote this, I know what was inside, but it was always ever new for him, because Krishna always manifests something new. He's always expanding. So we can always experience more bliss when we hear about him. And also Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, he cites this famous verse also from the first canto, Srimata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam. And the translation says that that Krishna, he's in our heart, and when he sees that one wants to hear about him sincerely and wants to develop a relationship with him, he helps that devotee to purify his obstacles in his heart. He's an artist, and so on. So when we try to, and this also we can see in this, where Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yeya tamam prapadyante tam stateva bhajami ham, mama vartmanu vartante manusham parte sarvashaha. That as we surrender to him, so he responds. So if we try to hear about Krishna more and more, he notices that we want to hear, and he will help us to purify all these anarthas, all these obstacles that we have in our heart, or this material conditioning. Because as the holy name is non-different from him, also the activities of Krishna, when we speak about Krishna, when we hear about Krishna, this is also non-different from him. And it can also in the same way purify our heart. And further on, Srila Prabhupada says in that purport that when we try to hear about Krishna, he helps us, you know, because he's more anxious to take us back to Godhead than we can desire. So we can see this loving nature of Krishna, that he wants us back, but it's our own choice whether we want to go back. It's our own choice whether we want to organize our day in a way that we try to hear more and more about Krishna. And then if we want to hear about him, he will help us to achieve Krishna consciousness. He will give us the intelligence, as he says in the Bhagavad Gita, the Dadi Buddhim Yoga Tam. And he will give us the intelligence how to come to him, and so on. So it's not only our part that we only hear about Krishna and that we have only to endeavor to hear and so on, but when Krishna sees our sincere endeavor to hear about him and move closer to him, he will also help us as he's helping us all the time. And we should also do this as the Bhagavatam says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, that we should not do it not do it only now and then, but we should do it every day. We should every day try to organize our life to read about Krishna, hear about Krishna from devotees, that we discuss between ourselves about Krishna. Because also Prabhupada says that we can get like more proper understanding about his books when we gather together, when we read from them, and when we discuss them. Srila Prabhupada wanted that he says that we should understand the philosophy from different angles of vision, and that we should also be able to explain them. And in this way we can understand them more properly, more deeply. And we should also hear in a way that not only that we read and forget things, but we should be attentive during hearing, during reading, and so on. Because this attention, when we try to do it in a nice way, in a way to please Krishna, then Krishna will reveal himself to us, and we will get attracted, we will get the taste, you know, to read more and more, to hear about him more and more, and we will gradually get attached to him, as it is also described here in this verse, that gradually we develop devotional service to the Supreme Lord and attachment for him. So, because we want to get attracted, not only that we read and we don't have any taste for it, but we want to get attracted, we want to get this higher taste to move more and more closer to Krishna. And we can also see this, that Rukmini, she never met Krishna, but she only heard about him, and she decided that she only wants to marry him. Only when she heard about Krishna, she was so convinced, she was so attracted to Krishna, so attached to Krishna, that she decided she only wants to marry him. So we can see from the example of Rukmini that how this process of hearing is very powerful, that we can also get attached to Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada says, that if we want to, if we love someone, then we know things about him. You know, what is his name, what does he like, what kind of character he has, and so on. And also, if we want to love Krishna, we should know him. Okay, what is he? Why? What kind of character he has? What does he like, and so on, so that we can exchange love with him, so that we can do things which please him. That we can have this exchange of love that he wants us from us. And in order to get this taste for hearing and reading, hearing from the devotees, from the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam says that we should serve the devotees, that by this we will get this higher taste. As probably we have this experience that we cannot just get it by ourselves, this higher taste, not just, okay, I'm just going to sit down and read for so much time and going to chant. No, this higher taste comes from the blessings of others, from when we serve the devotees, and then Krishna is pleased with us. Then he gives us the blessings, the higher taste to come to him. And we can also see in the 8th canto, in the pastime of Lord Vamanadeva, when Bali Maharaj and Dimas were fighting the demigods, and Bali Maharaj had immense power. This was one verse was describing his power, and in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Bali Maharaj had this great power to defeat the demigods because he had the blessings of his spiritual master. And then and this is connected with this, that we can advance, we can get this taste in devotional service from our spiritual master and from senior devotees, that we cannot advance only by our efforts. That sometimes we have this tendency when we come from the, when we still have this material conception of life, that we're the only doer, that we're the achiever, that okay, we set a goal and we are gonna do it. But in devotional life, we can advance by our efforts, and also we need the blessings from others. We need the blessings from the devotees to advance. It's not only our effort. So if you want to get this taste for devotional service, for hearing about the message of Krishna, about his devotees, we need to serve his devotees. And by this, Krishna will be pleased and he will reveal himself to us. He will give us the higher taste to continue. So I would end here if anyone has any questions, inquiries or comments. If not, thank you very much for your attention. I hope you found something practical for yourself and some inspiration. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.